节至第十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3 to 13. I'll be reading in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardship, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying, and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful and yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affections from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. Now, when sharing the gospel with non-Christians, I have one biggest fear and one biggest ally.
我在和非基督徒分享福音时呢，有一个最大的恐惧和一个最大的联盟。
My biggest fear will be a Christian that is so bad, the non-Christian will say, oh, if being a Christian is to be like him, thanks but no thanks.
那最大的恐惧呢，就是一个坏的基督徒，使得这非基督徒说，如果当基督徒就像他一样呢，那还是免了。
The reverse is also true.
又或相反。
My biggest ally during sharing the gospel will be a Christian that is so good,The non-Christian will say, if being a Christian is to be like him, well, please tell me more.
那我最大的联盟呢，就是一个好的基督徒，那使得这非基督徒说，如果当基督徒就成为像他一样呢，那请你和我分享多一点。
Now we would like the strength of our persuasions to be based on the merit of what we say.
那我们都希望呢，能以我们所说的来游说对方。
But very often the results,will fall upon the life experiences of the non-Christians with other Christians that he have known.
但结果往往是这非基这取决于这非基督徒与其他基督徒的亲身经历。
One rotten egg can destroy the whole omelette.
那一粒坏的蛋呢，能毁掉一整个煎蛋卷。
Seemingly, the adding of a well measured spice, it can enhance all the flavors of a broth.
那同样的一个恰到好处的香料呢，就能增添整锅汤的味道。
Now I'm sure my experience of evangelism is not unique.
那我肯定我这个福音传道的这个经验并不独特。
Many have shared similar stories with me.
有很多人也和我分享同样的故事。
The question is therefore why?
那问题就是为什么？
Why do the everyday lives of Christians play such a critical role in our spreading of the message of our gospel?
那为什么基督徒的这个日常生活呢，对于我们传播福音扮演着举足轻重的角色呢？
This is because our Christian beliefs, they are not just mere intellectual exercises.
那因为我们这个基督信仰呢，不纯粹是这个智力的运动。
Our beliefs are to be lived and demonstrated.
而是要活与示范出来的。
As such, the message can never be separated from the messenger.
那因此这个讯息呢，是不能与传讯者分开的。
I say again, the message can never be separated from the messenger.
让我重复，就是讯息是不能与传讯者分开的。
The inverse is also true.
同样的。
The messenger can never be separated from the message.
那这个传讯者呢，也不能与信息分开。
Our lives, they are living testimonies of the form of gospel that we believe.
那我们的生活呢，就是我们所信的福音的这个活证。
And this is why earlier Paul says that he does not need letters of commendation to show the truth of the message that he preaches.
那因此保罗呢， 说他不需要赞扬的信来证实他所宣扬的讯息是真实的。
This is what he said earlier to the Corinthian church, Christians.
这是他对哥林多基督徒所说的。
You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone.
你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。
These Corinthian Christians, they are.His messengers.
这些哥林多基督徒呢，是他的传讯者。
But at the same time, they also embody his message.
同时，他们也体现了他的讯息。
So this union between the message and the messenger is precisely also why Paul is being attacked by his opponents in the Corinthian church.
但保罗也就是因为这种讯息与传讯者的结合，而被一些哥林多徒攻击。
To some of these Corinthian Christians, his failures in life, this shows that therefore his message is a weak one.
那对这些哥林多信徒来说呢，他生命中的这个失败就意味着他的讯息是弱的。
Why? Because a questionable messenger leads on to a questionable message.
因为一个可质疑的传讯者呢，所传达的讯息也变得可疑。
So Paul has to respond to all these opponents before they divide and destroy his church.
那因此保罗需要在这些反对者，分歧与摧毁他的教会之前呢，做出反应。
Because of the interconnectedness between the message and the messenger, there are two ways in which we can come to his defense.
那因为这个传讯者与他的讯息就互相连接呢，就使得有两种防卫。
The first way is to defend the message.
第一就是维护讯息。
If we can show the message to be true and good, then it also adds credibility to the messenger.
那如果讯息是好与真实的，它就能使这个传讯者增添这个可信度。
This was covered in last week's sermon.
这是在上星期的讲道已经说过了。
We have shown to you that Paul's message is about the reconciliation with God in Christ.
那保罗的讯息呢，是有关于与神在基督中的和解。
Therefore, this message is precious and transformational to those who come to realize that they are now a new creation.
那因此，对于那些了解到自己是新造人的人来说呢，是宝贵与富转化性的。
And because we can now see the power of this message, we now do not doubt the motives of the messenger.
那也因为这个讯息的这个力量呢，我们不再怀疑传讯者的动机。
We know Paul had to do what he had to do.
那保罗得做他得做的事。
His motives were pure and good.
他的动机纯洁与优良。
So we see here in defending the message, we have defended and rescued the messenger.
那我们在维护讯息的同时呢，也拯救了这个传讯者。
This is the first way.
那这是第一个方法。
Today we shall do it the other way.
那今天我们要反过来。
Which is to defend the messenger himself.
维护这个传讯者。
How do we defend the messenger?
我们要怎么样维护这传讯者呢？
We can successfully demonstrate that Paul is a trustworthy witness, then the acceptance of his message will also be similarly strengthened.
那如果我们能成功的这个证明保罗是一个可信赖的见证者呢，我们就能更接受他的讯息。
And actually, over the past few weeks, we have defended Paul using this method in a few different ways.
那我们在前几个星期的这个讲道中也用了这个方法。
For example, his accusers brought attention to all the sufferings that Paul had, you know, had to go through in his life.
那比如保罗的这个控告者将这个注意力集中在他所面对的苦难上。
Our defense is that suffering is not a weakness, and because suffering manifests the God of comfort.
那我们的辩护就是苦难并不是弱点，那因为苦难显现出安慰的神。
His accusers question why Paul has to repeatedly change his plans.
那保罗的控告者质问他为何一而再地改变计划。
Our defense is that, yes, though his plans may have changed, but his heart remains unchanged.
那我们的辩护是，就是他的计划虽然改变，但他的心仍没变。
Every decision that Paul has made is done out of love for the Corinthian Christians.
那保罗所做的每一个决定呢，都出于对哥林多人的爱。
His accusers then highlighted that Paul is weak like jars of clay.
那保罗的控告者也说，他就像泥土一样的软弱。
We, however, revealed the treasures that are found in the jars of clay.
那我们却在泥土中寻找到宝物。
So in each and every step, we have shown that Paul, the messenger, to be worthy and reliable.
那我们在每一步中呢，都证明了保罗这个传讯者是值得信任的。
In defending the messenger, we have come to defend the message.
我们在维护这个传讯者的同时，也维护了这个讯息。
Now in today's passage, we will continue to add to this defense.
那在今天的经文中，我们继续加强着辩护。
Paul claims that he is not a stumbling block.
保罗自称不是个障碍物。
But we will ask, how can this be?
但这怎么可能呢？
Didn't some of the church members, they were turned off by all the hardships that Paul has to face?
那有些教徒呢，就对他所面对的这个困苦感啊，产生反感。
Some were frightened by the persecutions, you know, that Paul has to face.
有些则对保罗所面对的迫害感到恐惧。
Others were misled by all the scandals and slanders about Paul.
有些就被对于保罗的这个重伤与毁谤误导。
Still others were confused by the many ambiguous reports about Paul.
那有些则被这个对于保罗的种种模糊报道迷惑。
All this arose because of the difficult missionary path that Paul himself has chosen.
那这些都是因为保罗为自己所选择的这个传道方式而引起的。
So how could Paul here claim that he is not a stumbling block to anyone?
那他怎么能自称不是别人的障碍物呢？
Isn't the message now in trouble precisely because Paul the messenger, he is a very easy target for his opponent?
那这讯息陷入困境，不正是因为保罗传讯者是个容易攻击的对象吗？
The answer to all this can be summed up in one word.
那答案可以两个字来总结。
The word is endurance.
忍耐。
Endurance.
忍耐。
Paul wrote, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way in great endurance.
保罗写道，在各样的事上，表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐。
Now Paul's conclusion is that all of his life experience, they can be turned into commendations for himself.
那保罗的结论呢，就是他生命中的所有的经历都可以成为对自己的表扬。
All of it?
所有的
yes
是的
even all the negative ones in his life
就连负面的吗
yes
是的
the key to all this is endurance
重点就是忍耐
endurance is the redeeming quality that can turn a person who is in suffering into one that is to be admired and respected
那忍耐呢能使一个在受难的人成为一个被钦佩与尊敬的人
think about it
想想看
Bad situations, circumstances, yes, I agree that these are no cause for joy.
那不好的处境与境况呢，当然不是可喜之事。
But whenever we see someone going through a difficult times with grit and determination, we often count this as a positive testimony.
那但当我们看到一个人以勇气与决心克服了艰难的日子呢，我们都会将他视为这正面的见证。
And this is even more so if a servant is going through this.
那如果是一个用人在经历这一切呢，那更是如此。
Because a person they may endure for his own future or his own betterment.
那一个人可能为改善自己的将来而忍耐。
But a servant who endures, he is only enduring for his master's will, and this is therefore being given a greater honor.
但一个为主人而忍的愿望而忍耐的用人呢，就更值得更高的荣誉。
Because we know that his sacrifice is not for himself.
但是他不是为了自己的牺牲。
He is enduring purely for his master and for the people that he benefits.
那他纯粹是为了这个主人以及获益的人而忍耐。
And this is why endurance is the way that Paul is now commending himself.
因此保罗以忍耐来表明自己。
Paul elaborates on his endurance in three ways.
那保罗以三种方式来详细的说明自己的忍耐。
Firstly, endurance means the ability to overcome difficulties.
那第一，忍耐就是克服困难的能力。
Paul lists out all the difficult situations in which he has to endure.
那保罗列出他得忍耐的各种处境。
In troubles, hardship, distresses.
患难、穷乏、困苦
；in beatings, imprisonments, and riots；
鞭打、监禁、扰乱
；in hard work, sleepless nights, hunger；
勤劳、警醒、不食。
This list, one whole list, nine items, these are by no means exhaustive.
那所列出的并不是全部。
You see here that Paul has missed out all the long and boring pastoral meetings that he has to endure.
那保罗漏掉了他得忍受的又长又闷的牧师会议。
No, that's my endurance.
不，其实我是在说自己。
Now, I admit that all these are situations in people would choose to miss them.
那无可否认的，就是所有人都要避免的处境。
But Paul has to overcome all this in his ministry.
但保罗却得为了教会而克服这一切。
Now his opponents may say, yes, this is precisely why I tell you that you know Paul's ministry is bad.
那他的敌人会说。就是这些处境显示保罗的教会是不好的。
If his ministry is good, he would have been luxurious, he would have been successful.
那如果他的教会是好的，他应该是华贵与成功的。
Yes, there is no denial that these situations are bad.
没错，这些处境的确是不好。
But what is more commendable? Think about this.
但什么比较值得表扬呢？
Is it a smooth sailing life?
是一帆风顺的生命吗？
Or is it to have this ability to overcome all difficulties?
还是拥有克服所有困难的这个能力？
I believe that the latter is the answer. That is more commendable.
那我相信是后者。
There is no shame in facing difficulties in life.
我们不该为面对生命中的困难而感到羞耻。
Especially when these difficulties, they are accepted voluntarily in for a higher goal.
特别是在为了崇高的这个目标而自愿去接受这些困难时。
The only shame if is these things cause you to give up.
唯一的羞耻呢，就是当这些困境导致你放弃。
And this is indeed the beauty of endurance.
那就是忍耐的美。
As long as you can withstand the difficulties, you will be regarded as more honorable than before.
那只要你能承受这个困难呢，便会被视为比以往更可敬。
It is commendable to be able to endure through all these difficulties.
那人能忍受所有的困苦是可钦佩的。
But the greater commendation for Paul is the manner in which all these difficulties they are overcome.
那但保罗更值得表扬的是他如何克服这些困境。
And this is the second part of his elaboration about his endurance.
这就是详述他的忍耐的第二部分。
We see that Paul's endurance they are spiritual and positive in nature.
那保罗的忍耐呢是神圣和正面的。
He lists out all the ways in which he overcome the manner in which he overcome all his endurance all his difficulties.
他列出他忍受所有困苦的方式。
In purity, understanding, patience, and kindness.
廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈。
In righteousness, in Holy Spirit, and in sincere love.
圣灵的感化、无伪的爱心。
In truthful speech, in the power of God.
真实的道理、神的大能。
And with weapons of righteousness on his right hand and on his left.
仁义的兵器在左在右。
Again, this whole list it is not exhaustive.
那同样的，所列出的并不是全部。
But we can see one very important element in this whole second list.
那但我们能从这第二张列表中看到一个很重要的元素。
And that is none of these are negative.
那就是没有一样是负面的。
Let me emphasize this very important difference.
那让我来强调这重要的分别。
We must understand that Paul's endurance it is not achieved through grumblings and grievances.
那保罗的忍耐呢，不是通过埋怨和抱怨而达成的。
Now there are some who can endure very well, but they endure in this way, grievances and grumblings.
那有一些人呢很能忍耐，但他们是通过这个埋怨和抱怨来忍耐。
This is not the same as Paul.
那这和保罗不一样。
That will be a very negative form of endurance.
那将会是负面的忍耐。
But we see that Paul's endurance is not being passive aggressive.
那保罗的忍耐呢不是消极的征服。
It's not I'll endure but I'll complain all the time.
不是好的，我会忍耐，但我也要不断的抱怨。
Instead, Paul's endurance is done with God's strength.
那保罗的忍耐呢，是借着神的力量。
And therefore, Paul's endurance is more than just willpower.
因此，保罗的忍耐不只凭着个人的意志力。
It is also spiritual in nature.
它是神圣的。
Paul's endurance is not about, you know, just going numb and just going through all the motions.
那保罗的忍耐呢，不是麻木的去进行着某种动作。
Being a zombie is incidentally how I endure all my army days.
那我在当兵时呢，就是行尸走肉般的忍耐过来。
That is not Paul's endurance.
保罗并不是如此。
In this case, Paul faced his difficult situations directly with spiritual values.
那保罗呢，是以他神圣的价值观来面对他困苦的处境。
And it is the manner in which he goes through all this, his bad situations can now be turned into good testimony that glorify God's name.
那也正是因为他那些看似坏的处境，都能成为这个荣耀神的圣名的见证。
Now one such example, for example, can be found in Acts chapter 6.
那其中一个例子呢，就在这个《使徒行传》第十六章。
There, Paul was beaten. He was imprisoned in Philippi, and the people were rioting against them.
那保罗在这个腓立比被骚乱的群众棍打与囚禁。
And we can also assume, since he was imprisoned, he had suffered a sleepless night, and he was hungry.
那我们也能设想他同时也挨饿，彻夜难眠。
But what do we see in Acts? It says that Paul and Silas, they were praying and singing hymns to God, and all the other prisoners, they were listening to them.
但在《使徒行传》中却是保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳听。
So this worship that comes from Paul and Silas, they must have come from hearts of purity, understanding, and patience.
那这样的赞美呢，一定是来自这个廉洁、知识、恒忍的心。
Paul, God's power then caused there to be an earthquake, such that all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose.
那神的力量呢，造成这个地震，使得监门立刻全开。众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
And when the jailer wants to commit suicide,
那当这个禁足要拔刀自杀的时候呢？
Paul witnessed to him.
保罗就向他见证。
From the jailer's subsequent conversion, we can infer that Paul is therefore armed with truthful speech and with weapons of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
那我们能从这个禁足接下来的这个话呢，推断保罗的确拥有这个真实的道理和仁义的兵器在左与右手。
So was it a bad situation?
这是坏的处境吗？
Yes, we have to admit, yes, that was a bad situation.
是，的确是的。
But with Paul's endurance, blessed with divine strength, the manner in which he overcome all this,That turned it into a story of great encouragement for all.
但保罗的忍耐呢，加上这个神赐的力量，将它成为一个富鼓励性的故事。
So the first point about Paul's endurance is that it is the ability to overcome great difficulties.
那忍耐的第一点就是，它是克服巨大困难的能力。
The second point about Paul's endurance is that it is achieved through positive and spiritual manner.
那第二点是保罗的忍耐是以正面和神圣的方式取得的。
Last but not least, Paul continues to elaborate that in his endurance he has to go through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report.
那最后保罗呢，也详尽他经历了荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名。
The final point about endurance is that endurance means being tested over time.
那这最后一点呢，就是忍耐要经过时间的考验。
Now in ministry, we meet many people, we encounter many different type of situations.
那在传道时呢，我们遇到许多人，也遭遇各种状况。
Not everybody interprets an event or an encounter in the same way.
那面对同一起事件或一个遭遇的时候呢，不同的人会有不一样的解释。
Some can be superficial in perception.
那有些会有肤浅的看法。
Some may be overly optimistic. They like you, but that's just who they are.
那有些会过于乐观。
Some just like to go along with the crowd. Whatever the crowd say, they agree.
有一些会随波逐流。
Some are always having contrarian views.
那有些则常拥有截然不同的意见。
So glory and dishonor, bad report, good report, these are just part and parcel of a person in ministry's life.
那荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，这些的确都是这个牧师生活的一部分。
For every nice thing that a person says about you, you can always find another one with a bad opinion about you.
那一个人赞美你，同时就会有另一个人对你有不好的评价。
But there is a Chinese saying.
但有句俗语。
Distance tests the endurance of a horse. Time reveals a man's character.
路遥知马力，日久见人心。
Endurance allows us to survive the test of time.
那忍耐让我们战胜这个时间的考验。
And eventually, time will reveal who you really are.
那最终时间就会显示我们的本性。
And this is what Paul says. Let me use the NRSV version because the NIV version is pretty bad. So he says here, we are treated as imposters and yet are true.
那因此保罗就说，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
Treated as unknown, but yet is well known.
似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的。
Treated as dying, and see, yet we are alive.
似乎要死，却是活着的。
As punished, but yet not killed.
似乎受责罚，却是不致丧命的。
As sorrowful, but yet always rejoicing.
似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。
As poor, yet making many rich.
似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的。
Treated as having nothing, but yet possessing everything.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Now, in each of these seven cases, there is a first part, which is what Paul is being misunderstood as when there is just a false superficial impression of him.
那在这七种情况中的第一部分呢，保罗都会因为肤浅的错误印象而被误解。
But for those who then come to know Paul more deeply, there will be a second part that they will come to truly understand him.
那些比较了解保罗的人呢，就会来到第二部分，更了解保罗真实的一面。
But how does one go from the stage of into a more deep understanding?
但我们要如何更深一层的去了解呢？
The key, therefore, is endurance.
那重点就在于忍耐。
Unless you endure and keep on going, how would anybody know that there is this real you, a second part to you?
那除非你忍耐和继续下去呢，别人又怎么知道，这才是真正的你？
Therefore, with endurance, you buy time.
那忍耐能让你换取时间。
And time is the essential ingredient for a relationship to go deeper.
那时间就是让一段感情更深的这个重要元素。
But time by itself is not enough for a relationship to grow.
但单靠这个时间是不足以让一段感情生长的。
You also need openness and authenticity.
你也需要坦诚和真实性。
And this is why Paul invites the Corinthians, especially his opponents, to also open wide their hearts to him.
那因此保罗就请这个哥林多人，特别是他的敌人呢，以宽宏的心报答他。
We've seen here that Paul himself made the first step.
我们看到保罗踏出了第一步。
He widened his own heart.
他敞开自己的心。
He poured out his emotions.
把情感掏清。
He revealed the full extent of all his sufferings, even though he knew that these were the very things that his opponents will use against him.
那他透露所有的痛苦，虽然他知道敌人会以这一切来抨击他。
But he had no choice.
但他别无选择。
He knows that if he wants to be known in a deeper way, he will first have to open his own heart.
他知道如果他要别人更深切地了解他呢，他就得先敞开自己的心。
And then, with the time that is afforded through an endurance, even his opponents will know him in the true deep way.
以忍耐来换取的时间呢，就会使连他的敌人也能更了解他。
They will therefore come to know that Paul is no stumbling block.
那他们也会因此知道，保罗并不是障碍物。
As a messenger, he has endured and proven himself true.
那他忍耐和证明了自己 是一个真实的传讯者。
As a worthy messenger, therefore, his message is also worthy and true.
那他也因此证实了他的讯息是真实与配得上的。
Once again, the message is inseparable from the messenger.
那再一次，这个讯息与传讯者是不能分隔的。
And Paul, we see, has defended himself well today.
那保罗也再一次成功地为自己辩护。
This is what we can learn from the passage.
这是我们从今天的经文所学到的。
The question on our mind, therefore, is, am I a stumbling block?
那我们可能在想，我是个障碍物吗？
Am I a stumbling block?
我是否是个障碍物？
Like it or not, we are probably the only Bible that some people will ever read.
那无论你喜欢与否呢，我们可能是一些人，唯一会读到的圣经。
Are we the messenger tarnishing the message?
那我们会是沾污这个讯息的传讯人吗？
It's good that we are aware of this influence that we have over the marketability of the message.
那我们能清楚地知道自己对讯息的这个可销性的影响是好的。
But even though we are aware, perhaps some of us cannot handle this heavy responsibility.
但我们也许不能承担这重任。
As a pastor of this church, I also face immense pressure on how I'm being perceived.
那身为教会的牧师呢，我也为别人怎么看我而感到巨大的压力。
Like it or not, there's bound to be attention on me because I'm one of the leaders of this church.
那无论我喜不喜欢呢，我身为教会的领导之一，难免会引来注意。
On a good day, yes, my words may strengthen a person's faith.
那好的时候，我的话语可能会强化一个人的信仰。
But there will also be times when an unthinking deed may turn a person away from church.
但一件不留神的事可能会使一个人离开教会。
Am I a stumbling block?
我是否是个障碍物呢？
Today, I think I can answer this question confidently with a no.
那今天我能充满自信地回答不是。
No.
不是。
I hope this is the same for you as well.
我希望你也能如此。
Because the key to this is endurance.
因为重点是忍耐。
There are many moments in ministry when things are not so rosy.
那在施工上呢，会有许多不如意的事。
I can testify with an open heart that I've quarreled with a few.
那我能敞开心的承认，我和一些人吵过架。
Disappointed some.
令一些人失望。
Judged by many.
被许多人审判。
And critiqued by all.
也被所有人评论。
But I believe that as long as I continue to commend myself as a worthy servant of God, as long as I never give up, I will do that.
那但我相信，只要我不放弃呢，我就能继续的自称是个是神有价值的用人。
As long as I continue to rely on God to overcome all my difficulties, as long as I keep on moving forward positively.
只要我依赖神来克服我的困难，只要我积极地向前进。
And as long as I have faith in the merciful grace of time, I will be truly known.
只要我对时间这恩典有信心，我就会被真正的了解。
And if also your heart is pure and good, you genuinely seek the kingdom of God and all His righteousness.
那只要你的心是廉洁的，你是真实寻找神的天国与他的正义。
There will also come this day where you are being vindicated. The messenger is vindicated because of his endurance.
那一定会有一天，传讯者会被他的忍耐而证实。
And you will be an ally in the spreading of the message.
你将会成为传达真理的联盟。
So today we learned in Paul, we can continue to trust.
那我们相信保罗。
And in you, we also trust.
我们也相信你。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have given to us your faithful servant Paul. In him, we see the beauty of endurance. He has overcome all things, and with your strength, and yes, withstood the test of time. Lord, we continue to ask that, Lord, you also strengthen us, that we have this endurance to go through all things, that we be an ally in this spreading of the message.Let us, the messenger, be a worthy one. All this we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.